Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Should students, here's a question for you, should students with learning difficulties be offered extra time for exams, especially state exams? Well, calls are being made for the State Exams Commission to allow dyslexic students to be given extra time in junior cycle and leaving cert exams. The Dyslexia Association of Ireland have actually launched an online petition on this very matter just today. CEO of the Dyslexia Association of Ireland, Rosie Bissett, joins us now. Rosie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
Now, in one way, I'm surprised it isn't in place already, but you're making this call now.
Funnily enough, lots of people have the exact same reaction to you, Cormac, and many people are actually shocked that it's not in place already, especially as it is so normal as an additional accommodation in other jurisdictions. And also, if you get through second level and into college in Ireland, it's commonly available for students with dyslexia and other learning difficulties to get extra time in their university exams.
And Ireland is a bit of an outlier in not providing it. Is that right? That's one of the points you're making here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm involved in the European Dyslexia Association. So even just looking at my colleagues in other dyslexia associations across Europe, it is pretty standard in most jurisdictions where you have everything from, in the UK, 25%, you know, up to 33% in France as a standard, just the baseline accommodation for students in their second level exams.
Yeah. If a child is told they have dyslexia, you're very quickly told it shouldn't inhibit you in life or in education in any way. There are obviously things you can do then to help the child or to help yourself as you get older. But you need to learn to adapt, or the system sometimes needs to learn to adapt. The problem is if the system isn't adapting, Rosie.
Well, this is the issue. If the system being rigid, and I suppose, listen, we all recognise the exam hall that our children are walking into today in 2023 looks pretty much identical to the exam hall that you and I probably sat in many years ago.
Easy
Cormac.
Now, easy now, Rosie. It wasn't all that.
Well, listen, I'll put myself in a similar age bracket. But I suppose this is the thing. Things have not moved on a lot. Yes, we do have, and look, the State Exams Commission, you know, have obviously said there are various exam accommodations available currently as that students can apply for, such as a spelling and grammar waiver in language subjects, a reader, a scribe, a computer, but only if your dyslexia is severe enough that you get those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I read you the statement? We've got a long statement from the SEC, the State Exams Commission. And let me read you a portion of it. The SEC notes the initial results, they say, from a recently launched survey by yourselves, the Dyslexia Association of Ireland. The SEC will be happy to listen to the views of the association on this and other issues of concern when it meets with you at a planned meeting at the end of the month. The following information about the extensive range of supports available to students with special educational needs in accessing the state cert exams may be of assistance in understanding the scope and the scale of the RACE scheme. Information about how additional time applies in the exams and the supports provided in lieu of additional time is also provided, they say. So they're alluding to what you referred to there, that extra time is available. So your gripe is that it's not automatically available to all students who have dyslexia. Is that it?
Yeah, no, it's not automatic. It's only available in linked with other accommodations. So, for example, you know, if you have a scribe, or let's say for students with visual impairments, there are a very small number of scenarios where 10 minutes per hour of extra time is given to students. But as a, let's say, as a main exam accommodation, a standalone exam accommodation, it is not an option for students with dyslexia or other learning difficulties, as it is in other jurisdictions.
Okay.
And other jurisdictions have many of the same things like reading support, computer, etc. But they also have extra time as an option.
Okay, I have two really quick questions for you. One, could, if it were to be open automatically for people who have dyslexia, no matter how difficult the condition is, and there is a range, or it depends from person to person how it affects people, is my understanding. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Could that be open to abuse, that automatic entitlement, in any way?
Okay, well, we're not necessarily calling for a blanket entitlement because, as you said rightly, Cormac, dyslexia is very much a spectrum and affects people differently. There are some with dyslexia who may not need or want additional time, but there are others whose dyslexia is much more significantly impacting on them in that type of timed environment for whom it really would be important. As I've said before, I think any system is always open to people trying to game it, okay? Mm-hmm. But also, that is not a reason to not provide something which is, frankly, a disability and equality rights mm-hmm. issue. You could say the same for all kinds of things. You could say we're not going to put a ramp into the building because maybe the skateboarders will start taking advantage of it and start doing tricks on it, you know?
Yeah.
Not a reason to not put the ramp in for individuals in wheelchairs.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. And final question, really briefly if you can. Could this be in place for the state exams this year?
In fairness to the State Exams Commission, as much as we would love to make a magic wand and have it in place overnight, I don't think that's realistic. But I do think with enough urgency and an effort put into reviewing the system, that it potentially could be in place for next year, or maybe within 2 years at the absolute latest.
Okay. Well, look, they say in fairness to them, the SEC, that they're very happy to listen to this and any other issues of concern you have. So let's see where this goes. Rosie Bissett, CEO of the Dyslexia Association of Ireland. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks, Cormac.